5AA Travel Talk, thanks to Phil Hoffman Travel. For over 30 years, creating moments you'll never forget.
You've got to get a Where's Wally type t-shirt, Phil, the red and the white.
I will.
Where are you? What are you doing?
At least I'm in Melbourne.
Ooh, what for?
And it's buzzing over here. I think it's the start of, the Grand Prix week. So a lot of movement at the moment in Melbourne.
Beautiful. Well, it's always great to have you on the show as we talk all things travel. Now, we have a special guest. So we've got you for the first half, and then we'll be speaking to Susan Haberley from VP of Sales and Partnerships, which will be a lot of fun as well. But lots going on in the industry, Phil. Singapore Airlines.
It's been a busy week. Singapore Airlines have announced that they're going to do 10 flights per week now through the next 12 months, which means that there'll be two flights a day on some days, which makes the convenience factor going through to Europe much easier now, Lee. So people only have a couple of 2 hours in Singapore before they do the European connection, and same coming home. So it makes it very easy to use Singapore out of Adelaide now, not with the long delay that they used to have in Singapore on just the normal days. So having 10 flights a week, extra capacity for Adelaide for international visitors to go out of Adelaide and come back in. Mm. Malaysia today has announced, Lee, that they'll go to 5 days a week into Kuala Lumpur, then on to London. Great fares with Malaysia.
Yep.
And connections with Turkish Airlines combinations now, giving you fares to business class fares to Europe under about $6,500. So very attractive now. With more flights coming out of Adelaide, Lee.
How good is that? And I tell you what, talk about Singapore. I haven't been there. Well, tell a lie, I have been there, Phil, but not of recent times. I think the Changi Airport itself is worth a visit.
Oh, absolutely, Lee. And I think it's one of the best airports in the world to go through. But Singapore itself is just one of those beautiful destinations that you can walk around, you can take the kids, you feel perfectly safe.
Mm-hmm.
And there is so much to see and do. It's a great destination to have some time there. And as I say, really enjoy what Singapore has done over the last 30 years. And I can remember that far back, Lee, when I first went there, and to see it now, it's a very modern city.
Yeah.
A lot of culture in there with the Indians and the Japanese and the Chinese, etc. It's a lot of history, but also love the food, Lee. Love the food in Singapore.
So you're doing well when people are going to your country to visit your airport, which is a credit to the Singaporean people. So we had International Women's Day, Phil. We had our Little Heroes International Women's Business Lunch. Now, Insight Vacations have women-only tours. What is that about?
Yeah, they've introduced 11 tours in the next 12 months for women-only to go on tours with single people, women that want to travel on their own and not necessarily with a husband or a partner. This has come a very big market mix for us, Leith, that a lot of women are better travelers, Leith, than men. And I hate saying that as a generalization, but it's true. And women probably make 85-90% of the travel decisions in the household. I know in your case that's very true. So
that might be low in our household, I would have thought. So
So women are big travelers, like traveling, and so it's a great move by Insight Vacations to introduce 11 tours that will be women only tours. But we're certainly looking at this whole sector, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do a big movement of solo travelers in the past before pre-COVID, and we're going to sort of make sure that we get back into that momentum for women to be able to travel as solos or even men as well, so they can still travel even though they may have lost their partner.
Yes.
They still want to travel and see the rest of the world. So we're certainly seeing that as a big trend at the moment.
All right. Ask about it. Insight Vacations, women-only tours at Phil Hoffman Travel, if that's something that interests you. I noticed on the travel trends, Phil, 76% of Aussies are saving for not just one, but up to three holidays in the next year.
Lisa, and I think it's worldwide. It's not just Aussies, but it is a big factor. We're certainly seeing, and Bernard Salt wrote a big article the other day for us in one of the travel pages where he said, but so much of the baby boomers now who couldn't travel for 3 years, and I've been saying this, now want to catch up time. They've got the money. They've got something like $3 trillion worth of money in super at the moment that they want to spend and spend on travel. And so we're certainly seeing that, a great deal of a quicker movement by the baby boomers wanting to do and continue to travel while they've got their health. And I think that's the biggest message that I'd like to say when I talk on radio about it, is you've got to do it when you've got your health, because later on it comes a lot more harder when you're not sort of 100% physical fit. But as I said, with the flights out of Adelaide now, it does make it convenient for everybody to get up and go and do it easily, Lee.
And you know what? I'm looking at the trends too of those type of holidays that people are booking for, and it could be a major sporting event. So guilty, the Blues in the finals last year. Spur of the moment type trip, guilty. Taylor Swift pops up and all of a sudden, you know, you dart over to Melbourne for those. The bucket list that people would do, like the Antarcticas, as you mentioned, or if it's a solo travel. So there's so many different ways you can get out and enjoy and travel. So I'm not surprised. 76 might even be low. There's probably more people who are.
Absolutely. And we saw it with, you know, Taylor Swift. $171 million was spent on domestic travel for the Taylor Swift concert. So, yeah. I mean, that's a huge increase in numbers, Lee.
I think
it's worldwide, you know, Pink, and then you've got the major events, sporting events. You know, certainly, you know, Melbourne will be absolutely packed out this weekend with the Grand Prix. And you see it all over the world with, you know, when Wimbledon's on and everything else. So people just want to get up and go and enjoy these major events.
I think I spent close to that on merch, Phil, at Taylor Swift. But anyway, that's another story. We had our big tourism awards. The gold award for five-star luxury was who?
Yeah, this is from guys that own the Mount Lofty House and also Sequoia.
Oh, Sequoia.
They own the Reef House up in Palm Cove, and they won the award, the golden award for the best five-star accommodation. Lisa, it's something I went to last year and just loved it. And I've been saying to people, if you want the ideal holiday to get out of our winter, go up to the Reef Hotel in Palm Cove and enjoy yourself. It's on the beach. It's a beautiful location, old-worldish, but it's just got everything to have the perfect holiday. And certainly we see a lot of South, when I've been up there, I've come into a lot of, you know, met a lot of South Australians that go there regularly now. But it's a great, you know, goal by these guys that own, as I said, own the Mount Lofty House, own Sequoia, but also own that one that wins the awards there. But, Leith, while I'm talking about awards, 12 other Aussies from South Australia won great tourism awards at the Australian National Awards, which was held up in Darwin on the weekend. So congratulations to all those award winners from South Australia, because it's great to be up there, get your name in lights, and then come back and market it for the South Australian public. So well done to those 12 winners.
I saw our man Tony Coppings, Port River Cruises.
Yeah, he won the Port River Cup bronze, and congratulations. Tony's a great,
great man.
Tourism man. He does a lot in Kangaroo Island with his cruises there for people coming off the ships and wanting to see a bit more of the wildlife there of Kangaroo Island, especially, you know, the dolphins and the seals and that. Over there. So, congratulations to Tony as well.
I'm going to get to, I've never been to Sequoia, but if it's good enough for Sir Paul McCartney, Phil, it's good enough for
absolutely.
You and I would have thought.
It's just one of those special places, Lee. One of those special places.
Hey, Fiji gets a lot of publicity. People are loving Fiji, aren't they? You ever been to Fiji?
Yeah, I have. And my daughter got married there last year in August in Bianca.
Sorry, Ben.
Yeah, look, it's just those. I think it's the direct flights now make it so convenient for Adelaide people to get up and go. And we've got a heap of packages, Elite, that we released last weekend where there's great savings, but great family packages as well as honeymoon packages and whatever. And one of the ones that I saw the other day was where we actually had a wedding, was at the Intercontinental Fiji Golf Resort, 5 nights. And there's all these special additions to it, but, you know, $1,975 per person, including airfares and accommodation. And it's a five-star luxury resort with all the benefits of staying there. But there's a lot of other packages we have that are good savings for Adelaide people to travel, direct flights. And it's only, at least, it's only 5 hours to Fiji. So it's a very convenient holiday destination, very safe holiday destination. And if you're taking your family, you'll love it.
I'm told the Fiji people are the nicest on the planet.
And they just love kids.
Yeah.
If you take your children over there, you don't have to worry about anything. They just love having kids over there. Great resorts all throughout the whole of Fiji.
You know why I forgot about Bee's wedding? Because she hasn't come and visited me here at night. She just, she goes to bed too early. Come on, Bianca.
And I'm very cross with you. You should be there tonight. I told her off this afternoon, but she said, Dad, I'm busy. Okay.
We'll get her in one night. We're going to let you go in a second, and Susan's going to join us, Phil. But a couple of things first. You got your events coming up for Journey Beyond?
Yeah, Journeys Beyond for all the trains, you know, the Indian Pacific,
yep.
The GAN, and the Great Southern Rail. Coming up at Thursday out at Keswick at the station to talk about the 25 program lead. So if people are thinking of doing train journeys, and I know a lot of people are, and the other thing that I had to mention is that we've got another night at the Arkaba coming up next, I think it's next Thursday at night, when Peter will be presenting River Cruising for Europe with APT. And we've just done about 6 seminars in the last week. Mm-hmm. Over 380 people so far attended those seminars, Lee, and it's been very successful for people to jump on the 2025 program because we've got some great fairs there and great programs. So a great opportunity, and it will be at the Arkaba.
For those
Crow supporters, Peter Hurley's got his up, so you can go out there and enjoy it. But it'll be a great presentation by Peter, who loves presenting rivers of Europe.
Yes, with Georgina from APT. So it's a week today. So it's 6 o'clock on the 26th of March at the Ark of Fullerton. And finally, Phil, the airlines of the week and the airfares of the week. You mentioned Malaysia, some great prices there.
Yeah, Malaysia's got some great fares to London, under $2,000, Leaf, which is fantastic. We've got also great fares that with Malaysians through to London, you can have a free side trip as well to other destinations in Malaysia while you're doing your trip to London. So the fares to whether it's Japan, whether it's Asia, and whether it's through to London are great. Mm-hmm. And also, I mentioned earlier on the program, great combination now with Malaysia and Turkish Airlines giving you great business class fares. Under $6,500, Lee. So, it's the time if they want to get up now, you know, book now.
I know you've got to go because Sir Lewis Hamilton and the rest of the Formula One crew are waiting for you. great to speak, Phil. Enjoy Melbourne. We'll see you when you're back.
Okay, thanks, Lee. Talk to you later. Bye.
Phil Hoffman from Phil Hoffman Travel. Any of those interest you? You can always find out more at pht.com.au or sneak into any of the offices and speak to the great staff there. They will be able to help you out, whether it's Fiji, whether you want to know about the APT experience of the Arkaba a week from today, the rail journeys with Journeys Beyond, or the rail and sail, and, of course, some of the great airlines too, with Singapore Inside Vacation, women-only tours. You can find all of that out, pht.com.au. We'll take a short break. On the other side, Susan Haberley's going to join us from Abercrombie and Kent, one of the great names in travel. We'll find out what's happening in her world.
Aloha, it's Hayley and Lauren from Adelaide, and we are hosting a 7-night cruise around the beautiful Hawaiian Islands with Phil Hoffman Travel and Norwegian Cruise Line in November 2024, and we want you to join us. Island hop through Hawaii in style with us, with meals and accommodation all included, bonus beverage pack, free Wi-Fi and more, plus an exclusive cocktail party hosted by us. Don't wait. Book now at pht.com.au.
Thanks to Harvey Norman Clearance Centres at Marion and Jeb's Cross for everything furniture, bedding and outdoor.
5AA Nights with Leap Forest.
I want to hang with the Adelaide girls in Hawaii. That sounds all right with Lauren and Hayley. 20 minutes after 9. This is Travel Talk, all thanks to Phil Hoffman Travel, for over 30 years celebrating moments that you will never forget. You can visit pht.com.au. I mentioned one of the great names of travel is Abercrombie and Kent. Sales and Partnerships VP is Susan Haberley. She joins me. Susan, lovely to have you on.
Oh, thank you for having me on again. It's lovely to be here on this Tuesday night.
Well, it's great to have you on. We love to find out the inner workings from you. Your top selling destination at the moment, it's 2024. Is there a country, is there a city that's popping up, Susan?
Well, I think the beauty is that the world is open again and everyone's exploring it. So, look, we've got a few, but one in particular tonight I'd like to talk about. We go to over 100 countries. And top of our list at the moment is India. So all of the delights and the mysticism, that is the beautiful country of India, it's just going so well. Record-breaking year already.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you should say that. A friend of mine I saw on Facebook this week was sitting at the Taj Mahal. I sent her a message. I haven't heard back yet, so she might not be checking her socials just to find out what she's doing in India. But, gee, there's so much to love about India. Why do you think it is a favourite with your customers?
Look, I think it's just selling its socks off at the moment because it's really iconic. Like, it's that iconic destination. You think of the Taj Mahal. Mm. I mean, it is majestic. It's really good value for money as well. Your money goes a long way. And we do luxury travel. So you'll be staying at iconic palaces, really unique accommodation. The food, of course, is unbelievable. The colours, the history, the sights, the sounds. And it's also a lot quicker to get to. There's other areas of the world. You know, there's direct flights out of Melbourne at the moment, but it's a short flight Adelaide, Melbourne, then direct through with Qantas and Air India. It's just under 13 hours. So it's really accessible to go somewhere completely different to being at home.
Oh, yeah. Do you know, you talk about the Taj Mahal, and I'm sure that if, you know, a must-do for a first-time traveller, I'm sure it's number one on everyone's list. They all talk about it, Susan, that it's perfect. Like, no matter what angle you look at it from, it's such a genius piece of architecture that it's perfect in every way.
Look, it certainly is, and you can never get tired of it. It's absolutely gorgeous. And whether you see it, we make sure our guests go both at sunrise and sunset because you get completely different angles and colours on the monument. You know, and it was actually built out of love. To grieve a lover that passed away, a wife. So can you believe that? I think that'd be good for all of us to have built for.
Oh, imagine that. That's right. Well, sadly she died, but imagine building it while she was alive. The brownie points you would win on that one, Susan.
Exactly.
But there's that very famous seat too, right out the front of the Taj Mahal that Princess Di sat on, that is almost like a rite of passage too for people that go to India.
It absolutely is. You've got to get that iconic shot and then put it in the pool room or put it on your mantelpiece when you come home, that's for sure.
It's all about the Instagram. It's my profile pic. What about A&K? So with your, because you're so well known and famous for your unique inclusions too, aren't you? So different things that you do when you go to these places. Can you give people an idea, if they go to India with you, what are some of the other sort of amazing things we'd be able to do?
Yeah, look, we can pretty much do everything because we specialise in private touring. If we know that you're right into history or you're right into your food or you're right into art, we will personally put together with the team at Phil Hoffman Travel an itinerary that really meets your needs. So, you know, we can have you doing tours of Delhi, you know, on a tuk-tuk. We can have you cruising the southern backwaters. We can have you on a safari looking for the Royal Bengal Tiger in the Parna National Park. You know, tours of the street markets. So the more that we work with you and your Phil Hoffman advisor as to what types of things you love, we'll make something that's just really unique and special. And I think the fact we've got, we've been in India now for over 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a number of offices on the ground. So our team are really in the know and all of our guides have been with us for many years. So we can get you access into places, palaces after hours, where others just can't.
Yep.
So whatever you want to do, we can make magic happen.
Do you know when I would go, Susan? I'd go about now. I'd go about a week from now because Holi's on in a week's time, the Colour Festival, which I think would just be extraordinary to see in the flesh.
Oh, the colours are absolutely fantastic. Obviously, with that festival, you're right, that starts soon.
Yep.
But also, I mean, October to March is really the best time to go because it avoids the monsoon rains.
Oh,
but any time you go, the colours, you know, when you go into the markets, the vibrancy of everybody wearing saris and the spices and the foods, and it's just, you know, everywhere you look, there's colour. And if you head up to Varanasi and the Ganges and up there, the colour and the ceremonial and the spirituality that's up there, it really is a sensory overload and a great place to visit.
You know, you'll probably get a call from one of our callers from Port Augusta. He might want to do the Indian cricket stadium tour. So I'm just giving you a heads up now, just in case he calls you. Susan, you'll know why.
You know what? I think any trip to India, you've got to, particularly if it's cricket season, 100% you've got to go see the cricket over there.
Can you imagine how good would that be?
So not just watching the cricketers, but the crowd and how passionate everybody gets into the game. Well, we can make that happen.
We see it here at the Adelaide Oval, so you're right. Imagine what it's like in India. Like, it would just be next level.
Absolute next level.
I'm sure you do the sort of polling on this, I guess, or, you know, the surveys, or you get people to fill out. Do you know why people choose your company? Why do people choose Abercrombie and Kent? Is there something that stands out for them when you sort of ask people that question?
Yeah, look, I think the fact that we've been around over 60 years in India, we've been around over 35 years. So the reputation of excellence on the ground, it's seamless as well. You'll have the same driver guide with you, unless you're flying from A to B, then we'll pick up another regional tour director. But they're with you the whole way, and they're so knowledgeable, and they just make travelling through a country like India seamless. For you. Everything's organised. You don't have to worry about a thing except really immersing yourself in the local culture and having a fabulous time.
I don't even think we've mentioned the food. Imagine how much people would go for the food.
Well, I must tell you, the first time I went was many years ago as a young 24-year-old, and I was lucky enough to spend 3 months in India. And when I departed, I'd put on 10 kilos. So I thought that was that showed you how much I loved the food and got into it.
Well, as long as you walk around, you know, that I always say when you're on holidays, you pretty much eat what you like because you know you're walking so much and having a good time. So well within your right. That would be great. Just tick the box. Great food. I'd go and watch like a Bollywood film in one of the cinemas.
We actually do. Yeah, we do studio tours down south of the Bollywood movie sets. Yeah, and even going to a cinema to see a Bollywood movie.
That would be a lot of fun. Fantastic. So what do people do, Susan, that are listening tonight and they're saying, you know what, India, that does sound fun. I'd like to do that with A&K. Do they speak to PHT?
They certainly do. So no better advisors than the Phil Hoffman travel team. So make sure that, they ring up, get an appointment, and then the advisors at the PHT team can talk them through. There's so many choices, combinations with Sri Lanka or Nepal or Bhutan, or just India itself, and they can certainly point you in the right direction, and we can put together with the advisor a personalised itinerary just for you.
Gee whiz. Johnny from Port Augusta is now going to add Sri Lanka to that for the cricket and maybe just a little squirt to Bangladesh on the way through. So there you go.
We'll be ready.
Thank you, Susan. Lovely to speak. Thanks for your time this evening. Enjoy your night. All the best.
Yeah, you too. Bye, listeners.
Part of Travel Talk, Susan Haverley from Abercrombie and Kent. If India appeals to you or if any of the destinations, airfares have appealed to you, what do you need to do? PHT. That's the website, .com.au, pht.com.au, or of course you can go and see any of the great staff at Phil Hoffman Travel. And that's it. How fast did that go? The half hour. PHT's Travel Talk is all thanks to Phil Hoffman Travel. Remembering, they've been creating moments for over 30 years. Just get on the website.
Aloha. It's Hayley and Lauren from Adelaide, and we are hosting a 7-night cruise around the beautiful Hawaiian Islands with Phil Hoffman Travel and Norwegian Cruise Line in November 2024, and we want you to join us. Island hop through Hawaii in style with us, with meals and accommodation all included, bonus beverage package, free Wi-Fi, and more, plus an exclusive cocktail party hosted by us. Don't wait. Book now at pht.com.au.